How about no? Oh. I guess I was on. All right, so good morning. What a beautiful day to be back in Platteville. I was on a mission trip this week, and so I know your prayers went with me, and it was a good week. We put together packs. We had a new thing that we did where they started out the week with us doing several different little mission areas of things that we can actually do here at the church. So I will share some of those with the mission committee when I meet with them because I'll be all excited about it. And I think we have some that we're already planning to do, but Midwest Missions is just a wonderful organization. Just going to share 2 minutes on this and plug it because I was there all week. One of the things we do is it is a warehouse. So we're doing a lot of work within a temperature-controlled warehouse so you can put together camp kits and food packages and all sorts of things that they have in a very organized manner. We shipped out 2 loads to different countries. I know one of them went to, I believe one was to Honduras and one was to Jamaica. So we send out 2 ships of food and desks and beds and all sorts of things they need. And while we were there, we got to hear the stories of how they find out where to ship things. One of the things I want you to know about Midwest Missions is they work with many different organizations, such as Food for the Poor, and they combine their gifts and their abilities so that the items that we pack get sent to different places, often at the expense of another company who we're doing the work, this part of the work for them. They pick up this leg of the journey, and then somewhere else along the line is another leg of the journey in order to get where it needs to go. We never ship things to countries where we don't know that they can safely be delivered. So some people might ask, are we shipping anything to Gaza? Currently, no. We have no safe way to bring items into Gaza. And so we can only go where we can safely go. The one other part of that is that there is so much need around the world that we are never short of areas to ship things to. And so it always feels like it's a drop in a bucket. You've heard the one about that little boy who throws those starfish back in the sea and says, this is going to make no difference. Well, it makes a difference to that starfish. It makes a difference to that child, that family who gets a school bag. It makes a difference when you get a dignity kit and have a washcloth and soap and shampoo and can be clean. All of those things make a difference to the person who receives it. So we can't save all the starfish on the beach. But what we do with great respect to the people who will be receiving it. And so everything is bathed with prayer. Every single kit we pray over, and every pallet we do another group prayer. And then we have a huge prayer when we ship out shipments. So just want to share a little bit about it. I know it doesn't give you the complete picture, but it was a very prayerful experience. It was quite task-oriented, but those moments of prayer make it all worth it. So we have to remember that sometimes it is a task we're doing, but to that person who receives that bag with their ruler and their colored pencils and their crayons, and they're in the midst of a crisis, but now they have something that they can focus on other than the chaos around them, it's a wonderful thing. So thank you for praying for me while I was gone. Let us center ourselves with these words for worship. Be bold before God, for Christ, the rejected one, has become the cornerstone of our faith. Through the Good Shepherd, you are found, comforted, and loved. We do have some announcements because we are a busy church, and Sarah's coming up to bring them forward. I am going to mention one thing. If you looked in your bulletin, you're like, wait, where'd all the names go on our prayer list? Occasionally, we need to do this because after 4 or 5 months, I may not remember who Sam P. is. And so we need this to be refreshed once in a while. So if someone you love's name has been removed from here, it was done so that we can bring their name up new in our prayer list and in our prayer lives. I think it's good for us to remember. There are some names here of people that I know we just prayed for recently, and there might be some that were omitted that we prayed for recently.
On the back of our Connect cards, you can write down who you may want to be added to this prayer list. And again, probably in 6 months or so, I'm going to wipe it almost clean again, because my memory doesn't go back that far, and I don't know if everyone else's does either. But we had some names on there, and people asked me, who is this? And it's really hard when I have to say, I don't know. And so what we want to do is make sure we know who we are praying for. And so it's been wiped, and we will refill it, and probably in a week or two, it'll be just as long as it was before. So this gives you an opportunity. If you have somebody you want added to this list, please write it down on your Connect card, okay? Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Just a few announcements this morning. You may have seen that we have a box out front of the church, and we are once again collecting shoes for Haiti. You can bring new or gently used shoes to the church and put them in that box. All types of shoes and boots, including sandals, heels, flip-flops, slippers, can be donated. If you would like to help Dawn with sorting and bagging those shoes, she's right there, and you can go talk to her after church, or you can email her and see what needs to be done there. As we know, if you also are interested in anything else in the church for, let's see, sewing, for Quilting for Christ, what else can I send them to you for? Food and Fellowship, Ruby's Pantry. So please contact Dawn. She'd love to talk to you. Also coming up this week, speaking of sewing, is on Tuesday, April 23rd, from 3 to 6, they will be doing Quilting and Crafting for Christ. Sewing, cutting, making cards, knitting. If you only know how to iron, they have ironing that you can do. If you can only cut in a straight line, they will do that. They will find something. They have rulers. If you can't even cut in a straight line, I need to learn how to sew with a ruler. That's what needs the problems I need. So come and participate in that ministry. And then next Sunday, April 28th at 10:30 a.m., we are having a meeting for our Summer Vacation Bible School. That is always the last full week in July. So I know that we have lots of kids that help out with that, lots of high schooler kids, and they keep graduating, so we always need more help. So if you're interested in that, Tracy would love to have you come to that meeting to help out with that. And then speaking of mission trips, we do have a 2024 mission trip to Knoxville, Tennessee for our youth, grades 7 and up. And that's going to be in July, July 6th through 13th. And there are applications out on the ledge if you know someone who's interested in that. Or if you're interested in participating by supporting a youth, you can purchase stock in that youth. And you can talk to Tracy Harley if you have any questions about that. I think that's everything. Am I missing anything? Susan, am I missing anything? What have you got, Susan?
There is a United Women in Faith district meeting that Tracy Harley is going
to. Come up here. That's too much for me to repeat. Okay, so I'm going to let you finish announcements so I don't have to run. Got it?
Okay. It's all you.
Saturday, UWF is having a spiritual growth retreat on leadership, and it's being led by Pastor Barb Wells. So if anyone is interested, any woman in the church is interested, you don't have to be a member of our organization. Come talk with me after church, and I will get you a registration form. I think it'll be very good. I've never been to a spiritual growth retreat that wasn't excellent, actually.
Thank you.
Let us rise to our feet, and we will sing together, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
Thank you.
going to ask that you remain standing for our call to worship through our meet and greet. The Lord is my shepherd. I will fear no darkness. Christ the Good Shepherd has compassion for all. Open your hearts to goodness and mercy today. Love not merely in thought and word, but in truth and action.
We love us.
Let us pray together. Shepherding God, guardian of our souls, you offer us rest in the safety of green pastures. Shower us with your love and offer us fullness of life in your name. When our spirits are parched, you lead us beside still waters and quench our thirst for righteousness and restore our souls and heal our battered spirits. Touch our hearts and minds that your goodness and mercy may follow us every day of our lives. May we abide in your love, grace for all eternity. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May the peace of Christ make you ready for love to flow around and through you. May you boldly share his love as you pass the peace of Christ with one another this day. Peace be with you. Amen.
I would like the children to come up. I'm going to use this one instead today. Good morning. How good do you think your hearing is? Do you think you could recognize a sound without seeing what it was that was making that sound? Let's try it. I've got some things in my bag. I'm going to make a sound with them. And before you can see them, see if you can tell me what the sound is. Here's the first one. What is it? It is a bell, yes. That one was pretty easy. This one's going to be a little trickier.
Is
did you think?
Ah, good guess. It's my favorite chip. Except it's an empty bag of my favorite chips.
Then why don't you just eat the bag?
Okay, see if you can guess this sound. What?
Those little hands that...
Oh, yeah, it's a clapper. I don't know what you call that. One last thing. See if you can guess what this is. Oh, very good guess. All right. I would say your hearing is just fine. But maybe you recognize those sounds because you're familiar with them. You've heard them before. And you can remember the noises that you're familiar with. What about voices? Do you think you could recognize someone's voice if you couldn't see them? You probably could with voices that you've heard before, like your friends. If your friends were standing behind you, you probably could tell who was talking. Maybe some of your teachers' voices you could recognize without seeing them. And certainly your parents' voices, you know that. You know something amazing? That when babies are born, when they are first born and brand new, they recognize their parents' voices. Even before they can think, they know their mother's voice because they've heard that voice before when they were inside the mother. And so they recognize that even when they're brand new, which I think is an amazing thing about hearing. But how about this? Do you think you would recognize God's voice? That's a little tricky, isn't it? How would you know what Jesus sounded like? I mean, it's not like there were recordings of him when he lived on earth and we could listen and hear what he sounded like. So how do we hear God? What do you think, Eddie?
Trumpet.
From what?
Trumpet.
A trumpet? Sometimes that could sound like Jesus' voice. Well, Jesus spoke about himself. And from our Bible stories, we know that he said he was the good shepherd. And that we were his sheep. He called himself our shepherd. And he said that as our shepherd, we would know his voice. See, a shepherd's job is to take care of the sheep, to protect them from harm, to provide them with what they need, to take them to places where there's good grass and water to drink. So the shepherd would call the sheep, and the sheep would recognize his voice, and they would follow him. He would call out, "Fluffy, Harry, Wooly, come on." And the sheep would come scurrying over and follow him wherever he led them. Well, Jesus said he was our shepherd, and because of that, we will recognize his voice. He said he will call us, and we will know who is calling us. But how do we really know that? How are we going to recognize his voice? For one thing, we can know more about God by studying his word, which is in the Bible stories, by praying to him and talking to him, even though we might not hear him answer back. We can still share with him what is in our heart. He might not respond Hello, it's me, God, like a bell does. But in different ways, like ideas that come to us as we read his word, or through other people, or maybe here in church, we'll hear what God wants us to do. There are a lot of different ways we can hear from God. The wonderful thing is that God does call us. And when it is the right time, we will hear his voice. You might hear it someday through one of Pastor Tammy's sermons, or through Sarah when she's giving announcements about needing help at Ruby's Pantry or at Family Promise. There might be that small voice inside your head that says, I could help with that. That little voice inside your head might be the voice of God. Or when you see a need, like a child who's alone out on the playground and doesn't have anyone to play with, or an older neighbor who's struggling to shovel snow or get the trash out, there's a small little voice inside your head that might say, I can do that, because you remembered the Bible story where Jesus said to love your neighbor. And that little voice in your head just might be the voice of God. So follow the Good Shepherd. Listen for his voice. Trust in his protection. And know that he loves you. So listen up. Okay? Let's say a prayer together. Dear God, thank you for being our Good Shepherd. Help us to listen to your voice and to recognize it when you call. Help us to follow you, to honor you, and to serve you. Amen. If you would like a snack to take back, take the microphone.
Well, we have come to that portion of our service where we get to share our joys and our concerns. As we have prayer concerns, let us lift them up, and together, united by Jesus Christ, we will pray with each other. So raise your hand. Sarah will bring a microphone to you. You will lift up a brief joy or concern. Start with your name so people online know who is praying for who. And I will lift up a prayer, close it with Lord in your mercy, and ask that you respond, hear our prayers.
For those of you, Jan Holloway here, for those of you who wanted to wear your spring coats, enough already!
All right, not really sure how to pray for that. Lord, we thank you for the sunshine this day, for the beautiful weather that we had last week, and as it is a little bit chilly this morning, you know, I don't know if we should pray for warmth or not, Lord. We'll just take each day as a gift from you. Lord, in your mercy. No frost, huh?
This is Susan Schlager. I would like continued prayers for Mike Mayer in his recovery from his surgery.
I do understand he's home, right? Yes. And so this is good, but he still has a road to recovery. He was had a pick line for nutrition, and he had been without food for 3 weeks. It makes your body weak. And so he has some strength to regain and just a little bit of a road to travel. Lord, we lift up Mike this morning. We pray that you surround him with your love and your mercy and your healing grace and power so that he may recover fully from this. We know, Lord, that he wants to be active once again, but this might take a little time for this healing process. Lord, in your mercy. Other joys or concerns this morning? I think the back row. Okay.
This is Butch Cushman. I want you to say a prayer for my wife, Connie, who has a headache. Thank you.
All right. Lord, we lift up Connie this morning. We pray that you can relieve that pain from her head, allow her to just have that clarity of a pain-free day. And so, Lord, we're asking that you remove this pain from her, allow her to heal and to have a productive day. Or if she wants to have a restful day, that she could have that too. Lord, in your mercy.
Well, I have a joy, Wayne Simmons. On Tuesday, Kathy and I will celebrate our 47th, long years, 47th anniversary. What a joy.
47-year anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Lord, we're so thankful when we can celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, all sorts of different occasions. But this 47 years is exciting. It's a long time. It's longer than some of our young people have lived. And they look at that as, wow. Thank you for this encouragement for those who are on that journey and maybe are at their 46th year, that the 47th year is coming. Lord, in your mercy. Do you have any words for wisdom for us? Smart man. Listen, he said, just like Ellen did earlier. So listening is good.
Elizabeth Dewar, I saw Peg Meyer at Piggly Wiggly yesterday, and she said that Dick had to have amputation. So prayers for both of them.
Lord, we lift up Dick this morning. We pray that your love surrounds him as he's going through a transition after surgery. Lord, we pray that his healing is quick and is good, and we pray that his mobility is increased because of the work that the doctors have done. We know this takes time, and healing is sometimes painfully slow. We pray that you surround him with your love, mercy, and grace. Lord, in your mercy. I don't see any other prayers, hands up right at this moment, so let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we are in this community of faith, we know that prayer has power. We look at the world around us and we know that our presence needs to be a peaceful one. We have so much conflict that happens each and every day. So many accidents that are happening so many times when we are less than careful. Lord, we ask that as we drive in these spring months and know that equipment will soon be out on the road, because even though it was frosty this morning, farmers are getting ready. Slow-moving vehicles are out there, and we need to have patience and take time and be respectful of other people who are merely doing their jobs. In addition to this, it's also road construction season. And so, Lord, as we know that there will be people, extra people on the roads and extra traffic situations, we pray for that patience we have as we zip around our lives. So many times, Lord, we are in a hurry to get from point A to point B, and we forget that we need to be aware of what's going on. And so, Lord, we ask for increased awareness, not only to your voice, but to all the calls of nature and all the ways that you present yourselves in care and consideration for others, that we act more like Jesus and less like ourselves when we are having a bad day. And Lord, continue to support us and lead us and guide us to be the best children that we can be, because we are your children. And with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading today is from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd, is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, but I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
The word of God from the people of God. Thanks be to God. Good Shepherd Sunday is one of those Sundays that it's kind of, you love to be here, you love to listen to these scriptures and hear how Jesus is the good shepherd. But then when you preach it, it's like, so if he's the shepherd, what do I tell the people to do? So sometimes I have that mixed thing. I like to give messages that are active. I want to send people out busy. So I was thinking about Jesus and how he was talking about this, and I had heard that perhaps he was thinking about a passage from Ezekiel when he was reading this. And so I was looking up some passages on bad shepherds in the Bible. And you know what? There is a whole list of verses on bad shepherds in the Bible. Perhaps it was from Ezekiel, but when I was printing it off, and I just printed off part of it, I have Jeremiah and Zechariah and Ezekiel and Isaiah, and there is a lot of talk about bad shepherds. But in Ezekiel, it said, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my flock became prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherds search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them. God gets angry when the shepherds don't do their job, right? We're hearing this, and we're hearing Jesus talking about being the good shepherd. How important is it that we have a good shepherd? It is very important. And Jesus is the good shepherd, the one who's willing to lay down his life for the flock. Now, we need to listen to these words, like Ellen was saying. We need to hear that Jesus is our good shepherd. We can be so easily led astray. I heard a term this week, and I thought it was cute at first. It said sheeple. Okay, sheeple sounds kind of cute, like sheep and people, right? And I thought, I could be sheeple. And then I read a little bit more, and I heard that it was maybe a derogatory term from one political party towards another. And I thought, maybe I don't like the word sheeple. Just when I think I find something cute and awesome, I find out it has different meanings that I don't like so much. I don't like it when people call one another names. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me just feel icky. And so I had thought it was a good name, and I thought, oh, I'm going to tell the people they're my sheeple. And I'm like, nope, can't do that, because apparently that's not a good name to call people. And when we talk about sheep, sometimes I've heard all these stories about how sheep are so unintelligent. They can't be herded like cattle. And then I read somewhere that, you know who started that rumor? Was ranchers. Because they led their cattle from behind, right? They would round up the cattle and they'd take their horses and they'd lead them this way and the cattle would move forward. But the sheep, you know, they're possibly, it depends if you're a sheep herder, you would say they were smarter. Because rather than go ahead on their own, they wait for that leader to guide them. If there is going to be a wolf or a prey, well, who's going to have the big stick to fend them off is the shepherd, not the sheep. The sheep don't have a whole lot of self-protective gear around them. They have soft fur. They have soft bellies. They have little hoofs. They're not very big, and they might run a lot faster than me, but still, they're not running faster than their prey. So they're at a danger spot. But following a leader is a good thing. The problem is sometimes they're following a shepherd who isn't 100% in it, right? That doesn't have skin in the game, so to say. And so they're following somebody who might lead them astray. When I was listening to a report that Adam Hamilton was giving about being a shepherd of a flock, he said, as I was watching this program, and I forget the name of the program now, I wish I remembered it, said at the end they were rolling the credits. It was about the abuse in, and I think at that time it was the Roman Catholic Church, but frankly, there has been abuse in all churches. And afterwards it was rolling the credits of all of the different names of all of the churches that had been involved in abuse. And he said the tears were just rolling down his face because of shepherds who didn't lead their sheep and instead hurt them. And so sometimes we look at our church and we're like, well, we have to have these rules, these boundaries, all these extra things in place. We have windows on doors. We have office doors open. We have, if we have the door closed, our outside window shade is up. There isn't a lot of privacy, but that's because we don't want anything to happen bad within our realm. We want people to be safe here. Jesus is the good shepherd. And if we're following the good shepherd, that means that we want good things for the sheep that are present. And even I'm a sheep or a sheeple or whatever you want to call me, I don't care. I'm okay with it because I know I follow Jesus and I know you follow Jesus. And we look at this good shepherd and we think how wonderful it is that he says things like, I know my sheep. On a good day, that is the best news you can have. And on a bad day, oh, that's a rough piece of knowledge to know. I know my people. But you know what? And the sheep knows me just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And he says that I laid down my life for the sheep. So even on those bad days that God really knows you, and you know what I mean if you've ever had those days, God is still willing through Jesus to lay down his life for you on your good days, on your bad days, on your mediocre days, on your sarcastic days, on your cynical days, and on your empathetic days. He is ready to lay down his life for you on all those days. How important is that to hear? I cannot stress it enough that a good shepherd makes all the difference for the sheep. Jesus is the best shepherd we can have. The absolute best. His word is literally gospel. And we listen to it and we read it and we understand that he understands what his role was. Sometimes after Easter, we struggle with the whole Good Friday portion of it. But he says in Scripture, I willingly lay down my life for my sheep. No one takes it from me. I lay it down. When we serve God, when we decide to be a leader in the church in whatever form we do, and we follow God through this, we are doing it willingly. We're doing it with full knowledge that we may have to put ourselves on the line at some point. We may be working to the point where we are tired. We may be doing things we don't always enjoy, but we understand the good that comes from it. We may be that child on the beach throwing in the starfish, knowing that there's thousands that we can't get, but that one starfish that makes it back to the water, that makes all the difference from them. We may be going on mission trips. We may be leading mission trips. We may be doing tasks, or we may be doing things that bring us great joy. But when we're doing things for the Lord, good things for God, we can recognize that through what God has taught us. And we remember how Jesus talked. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up. Jesus loves each and every one of us. We hear that over and over. God loves us. We hear it from the way that he talked to the shepherds. It wasn't so nice, was it? What a way to start out a sermon. It sounds like I'm scolding you. So many verses I wrote down. Verses like Jeremiah, my people have become lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have made themselves turn aside from the mountains. They have gone along the mountain to hill and have forgotten their resting place. Let us remember our resting place is with God, always with God. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us take comfort when our lives are hard from words that are found in the Bible. And on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us hear once more the words from Psalm 23 in a way that tells us that God is our most nurturing shepherd ever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let us sing together, My Life Flows On. Rise to your feet as you are able. It's an open door. may be seated. Let us join together in our prayer of confession. Good Shepherd, help us become your bold acolytes, lighting the way of your truth for all to see. Help us choose honorable paths through green pastures and still waters amid the darkest valleys of our lives. For you are greater than our fears, and you know how to bring us peace. As you laid down your life for us, may we strive to live for others. We choose you this day, for no other name under heaven inspires us to greater joy. Amen. Let us hear these words of assurance. You are welcome at the table of the Lord. The good shepherd beckons all to come and be restored. Rejoice in the knowledge that you are loved. And now, not because we have to, but because we are grateful, let us return to God what is ours to share. Let us joyfully offer our time, our treasure, our commitment, and our prayers. I invite the ushers to come forward to receive today's tithes and offerings. Please join me in our offering prayer. As a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, may we too strive to serve our neighbors, whether next door, across town, or around the world. May God bless our prayers, our gifts, and our ministries. In Christ's name, we present these gifts. Amen. Our final hymn is How Firm a Foundation, found on page 529, also on our screen.
Thank you.
May you show boldness before God in all you do. Following Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, act with kindness, love, and humility. Bring comfort to others, acting with love and truth. And in addition to that, I want to encourage you to dwell in the Word, to listen to the psalm anew one day, where it's almost like it's the first time you hear it, just to be assured of how close God is to you and how important it is that He is there. Sometimes we just need to open our eyes and our ears to hear these words. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.